this dictation is on Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Sawyer, S-A-W-Y-E-R. Date of birth is 6/10/56. This 56-year-old female presents with a concern of headaches. By history, she had an admission to Concord Hospital for a major depressive disorder. She received ECT treatment during that admission as well as an outpatient. Her psychiatric care is provided locally by Joan, J-O-A-N, Saint, S-T, period, Jean, J-E-A-N. She has only seen her once since her hospital discharge due to scheduling issues. She was admitted and released just before Christmas. She reports that since the ECT, she's having significant mental memory impairment. She has headaches all day, every day. She reports that it is over her right eye and up on her forehead near the bridge of her nose, as well as deep behind both eyes. She has tried 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. She's tried Tylenol and Aleve, none of which has been helpful. This is different from her past migraines. Her past migraines has been helped with Fluorocet. She denies any change in vision. She reports that she can sometimes fall asleep with them, but since the ECT, she's not been sleeping well. She doesn't have anything that makes the headaches better or worse. She does note that when she sleeps, she has very frightening dreams. She has Xanax to help her sleep, and she thinks it helps her headaches a little bit. She's currently not working due to these symptoms and her anxiety being around crowds. Objective vital signs are listed. Her affect is appropriate. Breath sounds are equal and clear. Her heart rate's regular with no murmur. TMs and canals are within normal limits. Eyes, EOMI, PERRLA. Brief retinal exam reveals no significant abnormalities. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are intact. No nystagmus is appreciated. Assessment is headaches. Plan, I told the patient that I was not familiar with ECT and how long headaches can persist afterwards. I suggested that she try and find a number at home to call the provider who administered the ECT. She does have an appointment in 2 days with Joan, J-O-A-N, Saint, S-T, Jean, J-E-A-N. I recommended that, I strongly advise that she called Ms. St. Jean to tell her about the headaches. A call has also been placed to Joan St. Jean to discuss this issue and other follow-up. If this is not a expected outcome of the ECT, I think she needs to see neurology. I have told the patient this. She's agreeable to this plan, and this is the end of the dictation on Michelle Sawyer.